Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Tuesday, December 30th, 2008. Death toll 363 as Israeli army air raids continues to bound Gaza, while in the West Bank Palestinians protest those attacks. Palestinian medical sources reported that two Palestinian children were killed when Israeli warplanes targeted a home located in the northern part of the Gaza Strip on Tuesday morning. The sources identified the two children as Lama Hamdan, 12, and her sister Haya, 4. Meanwhile, Israel expanded its shelling by Tuesday midday to reach a number of homes and other civilian targets across the Palestinian coastal region. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza said that the death toll in Gaza now stands at 363 and the number of injured has reached 1,786, among them 207 in critical conditions. Israel have started its military air attacks on Gaza on Saturday midday, just days after the six-month-long Egyptian-mediated ceasefire between Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, and Israel finished. Also near Gaza today, an international humanitarian aid boat filled with medical supplies and surgeons has been attacked by the Israeli Navy. According to the Free Gaza Movement, the boat, called the Dignity, was rammed by an Israeli gunship and live rounds were fired around the boat. The group's media spokesperson said that she has been in contact with the passengers on the boat, which include a former U.S. Congress member and Cyprian member of parliament. But just before cell phone contact was cut off, heavy gunfire was heard in the background. No one was injured, but the boat sustained damage and was forced to change course by the Israeli army. Media sources reported that the boat docked in Lebanon several hours later. In the West Bank, and for the fourth day in a row, Palestinians from the city of Jerusalem continue to organize demonstrations in the city against the Israeli ongoing attacks on the Gaza Strip. A rally was organized in front of the International Red Cross office in the city. The demonstrators demanded the immediate halt of the Israeli attacks on Gaza. A similar protest was organized near the American Consulate General in Jerusalem, where children wore red gloves and raised their hands high to indicate the bloodbath that has been happening in Gaza. The city of Jerusalem, which lies under the Israeli army occupation since 1967, has witnessed huge rallies in the past 3 days against the Israeli attacks on Gaza. Israeli police attacked the previous day's protests, injuring 55 Palestinian civilians, according to local sources. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and Grace Welsh.